This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. We'll give you the numbers and the Skype. Skype username is LRN.FM. Just send a contact request if you have yet to do so. It's super easy to get on here with us. Our toll-free number is also 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Ian with you here tonight.
And Taryn Lupo running the Periscope. If you're available, you can look me up, taryn lupo.com, especially on Twitter, and it'll take you right to the behind the scenes if you want to see what we look like and what we're doing.
And Mark. Yeah, and so for those of you just tuning in, we've been sharing more of the Lou Rockwell piece that we started on the show last night. And if you weren't here for that, that's okay. We'll recap briefly what Rockwell's been saying here in the piece. It's about immigration and what Lou Rockwell believes the proper libertarian viewpoint should be on immigration. So far, he said that property should be privately owned, that there shouldn't be any kind of public land.
And I agree with it.
That there should be no government property. And I think that we should be clear on this, that public land, as we're discussing it, means land purportedly owned by the government. Because you could have land that you allow the public onto, but it's still privately owned, right? So if I wanted to own a park and allow anyone onto it, then that would be a public, sort of a privately owned public park, if you will. So I think you could still have property that does not discriminate against the people who traverse it, if that was what the private owner wanted to do with it. In a libertarian society, which we don't have. And so part of the other discussion that we had was how to get from where we are, which is this current place with government owning a whole lot of stuff, from roads to parks to buildings, and how do we get from there to where we want to be, which is where those things aren't owned by governments anymore, and there are private owners. And I don't think we delved far enough into that. Maybe we can come back around to it. But back to Lou Rockwell, what he's saying here is that right now, with the welfare state involved, that is attracting people to the United States that are otherwise wouldn't be coming here because they wouldn't have a job waiting for them or a home waiting for them. And
I've said many times on this program, it's insane to every morning put out a bowl of cat food and then get angry that stray cats come by and, you know, outside your front door, and then stray cats come by and eat the cat food. Like, you shouldn't have that bowl there if you don't want to give away free cat food.
So Rockwell says, what we're witnessing are examples of subsidized movement. Libertarians defending these mass migrations as if they were market phenomena are only helping to discredit and undermine the true free market. Moreover, as Hans Hermann Hoppe points out, the free immigration position is not analogous to free trade, as some libertarians have erroneously claimed. In the case of goods being traded from one place to another, there's always and necessarily a willing recipient. The same is not true for free immigration.
Okay, so free trade. When I worked at I worked at an import-export company for a little while, they had some English guys came over to pitch their product to us. Those English guys paid for a hotel room, but they drove their rented car on government roads. We did some business, and that's fine, but it, were these people being subsidized? That's free trade, isn't it, that was going on? That's nonsense. Of course you're going to, in a Western industrialized nation, that when people come here to exchange their labor for money, which is part of free trade, that people, they're going to use things like roads and parks.
Well, and why should someone who wants to come here and make a better life for themselves have to have the job lined up first? I mean, why should they have to do that in order to be considered a legitimate immigrant in this supposed free market? Why shouldn't they, in a free market, why shouldn't they be able to come to a plot of land where people are allowed to come to? Let's say I believe in open immigration, and I want to have a big, you know, RV park or something like that, where somebody can pitch a tent or an RV or whatever. Somebody who's just arrived here in this place that wouldn't be called the United States, so we'll call it New Hampshire. They've just arrived, and they need a place to get a foothold. Sure, come on over here. You can, you know, camp for free. There's no problem. Come on in. So I've given them a place to arrive, right? So they have a place to come to as long as they can get to it. And, of course, you can't tell someone they can't fly somewhere generally, right? Because that's not, you don't own all the way up infinitely into the sky, do you? So, you know, they come into this location, they come out on this property, and then they go to places that would allow people to go to look for jobs, right? You don't have to have a permission slip to go around a shopping mall and look for jobs. I don't have to have permission, yeah. You know.
And this is a huge history point is, you know, for many, many, many years of this country, you didn't have to put up with that. You just, you know, my grandparents came out without jobs, and that was a normal thing. You came over first and then got the job. Even it wasn't aligned. You didn't have to do a bunch of crazy paperwork. It was ridiculous to what it's become.
Even if there was a criteria that you had to have a job, and that was the criteria for coming to the United States, I can assure you that many agricultural companies would be offering jobs up. Look, you want a job?
Show up.
Yeah. Send us an email. And, you know, there would be jobs. You want a place to pitch a tent? Fine, we've got that too. And the wages would not be phenomenal, but the jobs would exist. If that was the only criteria, then people would be able to establish a foothold. But that isn't the case. What you have to show here in the United States of America is that an American won't do the job. And that doesn't make much sense because I'd be happy to pick fruit for you for $150,000 a year. You know, you let me know. I'll quit my day job.
So the other thing is that Rockwell's suggesting that in a true free market, there would be places where people would be more free to discriminate. And there's no doubt those places would exist. I don't think they'd be in the majority of places. I don't think that most places would be some sort of racist hellhole where only certain people of a certain skin color were allowed to go to. Those places would likely exist. But people who wanted to immigrate would not choose those places, right? So they would go to the place. If you were wanting to immigrate to somewhere, you'd go to a place where you knew you'd be welcome. You don't want to go into the fryer, you know, from the frying pan into the fire. You want to go to a better place. So you go somewhere where you know you'd be welcome. You can find a place to go to. And then you go to a place where the streets allow anybody to walk on them. You know, who wants to live in a place where you have to have a pass card to walk downtown? I mean, I'm sure there's somebody who's like super security conscious and paranoid that would live in some kind of gated community like that. That's not me, and it's not most of the people that I know. Is that who Lou Rockwell is? Is he the kind of guy who, you know, wants that? I don't know the guy. He sat in our studio once. He did edit the Ron Paul newsletter back in the day in the 1980s, didn't he, when there was those racist posts that were stirred up during the Ron Paul candidacy?
They were racially insensitive, I think is probably the best way to describe them. He was the editor, but, you know, yeah, he was the editor.
So let me go on with what Lou says here on his blog at lourockwell.com. To be sure, it's fashionable in the U.S. to laugh at words of caution about mass immigration. Why, people made predictions about previous waves of immigration, we're told, and we all know those didn't come true. Now, for one thing, those waves were
I think it bears mentioning the Mariel Boatlift. So in the 80s, Castro emptied his prisons and insane asylums out the out into the Gulf of Mexico to head to Florida.
Get rid of the undesirables.
And sent them to Florida. And there was a crime wave as a result. There was, you know, Miami was not made better by the people that arrived in the Mariel Boatlift situation. Now, that should not be construed in any way, shape, or form, listen to me, to mean that all Cubans are criminals, just the Cubans that came from the Mariel Boatlift and some percentage of them. Some of them were fine, right?
Like, so they're probably relieved to get away from Castro.
This is the difficulty here, is to decide which, you know, what's better and what's worse as far as this goes. Yes, there have been worse immigration situations in the U.S. and there have been better ones.
Well, an idea that you really can't have freedom and safety, that you can't have free borders without some, you're going to let some bad people over. And that's just the way it is. If you want to live free, you can't control that.
Yeah.
Some bad people are in the government.
Yeah, most. There you go. So the point is there's no such thing as a safe solution that's 100% safe. You're always going to allow somebody across that shouldn't be there.
Yeah, and I'd rather have the freedom and take the risks than
I'd rather have the 99 good people than, you know,
a company instead of the bad one. Our toll-free number tonight for you, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. Rockwell's got more to say, and you can share your thoughts. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. It's Ian, Taryn, and Mark in the studio. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE.
Have you become a slave to big tobacco? Have they taken away your money, your health, and even your freedom, forcing you to stand out in the cold this winter? There's an alternative. With the help of Jimmy the Juice Man and GiantVapes.com, for less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can make the switch to electronic cigarettes and take back your freedom. At GiantVapes.com, you'll find a selection of high-quality, reasonably priced electronic cigarette hardware kits to get you started, and a selection of delicious, premium-flavored liquid refills from the award-winning Jimmy the Juice Man brand. These aren't the junk you find at your local convenience store or gas station. Use coupon code FTL10 for 10% off your first order of hardware and Jimmy the Juice Man brand liquid at GiantVapes.com. Where you'll always get free, guaranteed same-day shipping. Break free of the chains of sin taxes and big tobacco. Free same-day shipping and 10% off from GiantVapes.com with coupon code FTL10. That's GiantVapes.com with coupon code FTL10.
Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Pro Pure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. With the silver-infused Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one water filter. Helps remove and reduce over 200 contaminants. Don't purchase just any filter claiming to be certified. Get the Pro 1G 2.0, the only gravity filter with NSF 42 certification. NSF, valued and recognized for independent certification worldwide. In addition, the Pro 1G 2.0 was independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure, easy to assemble, easy to maintain, easy to clean filters. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
All right. Free Talk Live. Join us here toll free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us on Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Brave New Books has been around since 2006. They've got books on libertarianism, anarchism, economics, conspiracy, natural health, survival, and more. It's all the good stuff that the government doesn't want you to read. They're carrying amazing health products like Tangy Tangerine, Super Male Vitality, and more. Plus, amazing water filtration products available, including countertop systems, pitchers, on-the-go sport bottles. They got great products, including so much more. Just go to BraveNewBookstore.com. Check out John Bush and Catherine Bleich's new operation. It's an old store. They've been around for almost a decade, but John and Kat just took it over this year. They purchased it from its previous owner.
They're changing things up a little bit, yeah. Making it definitely their own.
I don't know if you guys... I've been to the store
Austin.
Yeah, and me too. It was really neat. They had a lot of cool speakers and stuff you don't see anywhere else. So there's a way to... I bet they have some sort of Facebook, I would imagine,
I
right?
I suspect they do.
You could keep up with them to see who their speakers are coming through.
They're doing great work. They're great activists. These guys are hardcore liberty activists, John and Catherine. BraveNewBookstore.com. I love that they're branching out to the internet now, because it used to just be sort of like a little bookstore under a building in Austin, and now it's got this internet presence where they're selling internationally, which is cool.
I think it's great. I mean, anything John and Kat get involved in are always pretty awesome. So
I should add this, that they also take Bitcoin at BraveNewBookstore.com. So you can join us here. Lou Rockwell is sounding like he is not really digging the idea of open borders, not digging the idea of just allowing people to come in and try to make a better life for themselves, because he says there's not true private property, and if there were true private property, then what we see today wouldn't necessarily be the case with these waves of migrants coming in here, and that's somehow a bad thing.
So I think that this is an issue of nuance to some extent. When I say that I would like to see an immigration program put together like the Blue Card, which I have talked about here on Free Talk Live more than one occasion. I'm going to blog about it here shortly at freetalklive.com. And what I say is that first, you need to stop all the foreign wars, because what they do is they create animosity. And if you're going to have open borders where people can come in if that's what they wish to do, then, well, you're going to have a lot of problems if you're trying to fight a war and you have open borders. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what we call a caveat. And I say that you need to create, creating the program itself is the caveat. You create the program this way in order to encourage people to come here or whatever. And you've supported that program because it was presented to you in a fashion that makes sense to you. So when people have caveats to open borders, I've got them too. So what he's saying is he's just got different caveats. He may very well support the Blue Card program that I've talked about, where we issue, where the United States government issues, instead of a green card, a blue card to people, and the blue card to immigrants. The blue card allows pretty much anybody to come here that is going to be ineligible in any way, shape, or form for basically every government program, every government handout and entitlement. So, there you go.
Yeah, but the people who claim to be libertarian and who at the same time support immigration restrictions, they might support what you're talking about, Mark, but at the same time, they currently support enforcing the border, and that means they support a police state. And to me, that's not a very libertarian position.
The border, right? Well, that's where it all breaks down, right? And so if you're saying, okay, we need to enforce the border as we have it, yes, you can enforce the border. It is possible to enforce the border, at least far more so than it is today. You'll never stop everybody from coming through. The question is, what is the cost? We already have roving checkpoints where people are stopped in the United States of America and asked for their papers. Not because they were breaking a law, if they were suspected of anything, but simply because they're being stopped. You're being stopped and had your papers checked. What's next? Do you want to have a group of police officers going around neighborhoods and knocking on doors, asking people if they've got their papers there? If you're abroad, what if you're at home? Where does it stop when you want to enforce this border? I say that we are on the police state is rolling downhill. It's on its way, getting bigger and bigger. Do you want that, or do you want something less? And if you want something less than that, it needs to be more freedom around immigration. What does that look like?
Let's go to Aaron. He's in Philly. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Aaron. You're on Skype.
Hey, guys. I was listening to your immigration conundrum, And it seems like you're arguing over an order of operations. Like, every libertarian I know agrees that they would like to reach a point where everybody can cross everywhere, but they want to break down the government in the least destructive way possible so that there's the least amount of harm in the process. And different people have different ideas of how this will work. It's all hypothetical anyways. And I wonder why you're being so hard on Lou Rockwell for saying that he doesn't think that this is the first step and that we need to not break down the border first. We need to take care of these other things.
Does it sound like we're being hard on him?
Well, maybe Ian a little bit more.
I think Ian was spoiling for a fight on this one, but I feel like to some extent I've diffused that.
Well, Lou Rockwell's not here, so I'm not sure with whom you think I would be fighting.
The article.
It's not, not really a fight, is it?
It's not like we don't make a living out of doing that.
I wouldn't really call that a, fight, Mark. Okay. You can't fight someone that's not there to...
railing against you.
Yeah, I mean, well, we haven't finished the story yet, so I'm not really exactly sure where it ends up. But if you're supporting border enforcement, you're not a libertarian. You're not taking a libertarian position at that point. And what Lou's saying is that open borders isn't a libertarian position at all. He's saying that in a free market, there would be no border, and so therefore it would all be private property as far as, you know, whether or not people could come in here. And to that end, I do agree that certainly would be true. But, you know, what does that mean for today? If for someone who's saying, well, you know, in the truly libertarian world, there would be no borders at all. It would just be private property. Well, what about right now? What does Lou want to see happen today?
Well, if we were going to construct a good system for sort of justly and fairly allowing, you know, people to live their lives, what we wouldn't do is say, let's section up off the map and we will cartelize wealth in certain areas of the map and exclude people from those areas of wealth and commerce and turn them over to the hands of insane dictators and despots in the other part of the map, and then you know, have some people on one part of the map support those dictators and despots, and then turn their then turn around and stab in the back. I mean, what we've currently got today is the most insane of systems. So the attempting to unwind a Gordian knot is, you know, it's the forever conundrum. Alexander the Great was trying to figure it out. Ian picks up the sword and he tries to cleave it. I pull on a few strings before I cut it in half.
I think that's an accurate depiction. But I think one of the problems I've always had with libertarianism from the beginning that I still haven't quite resolved, though, is once you do have these open borders, you have everything broken down into private property, and you have somebody who has airspace over their property. What if I fly over? Are they allowed to shoot me down because I flew an airplane over top of their property?
Yeah, that comes back to a point we touched on earlier, is how high above your property does your property rights extend? And I think the best answer to that is as high as you've homesteaded. So if there's a radio tower, then that's as high as it as your property rights go. Thanks for the call, Aaron. It's Free Talk Live.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. And you're invited here. You can join us toll free, 855-450-FREE. We are talking about the somewhat esoteric discussion surrounding property rights and what that means for immigration. What would it be like if we actually didn't have government land where everything was privately owned? How would that change the immigration scene in the United States? And I'm fine with whatever that situation becomes. You know, if we can actually get there from here, from this place where we have all this government property to a place where there is no government property and it's all privately owned, what would that look like for immigration? Well, whatever it is what it should look like. Now, we don't know exactly how it would end up panning out because we've never had a world like that in which to live. Lou Rockwell, however, over at lourockwell.com, is sounding awfully cautious around the idea of immigration in the meantime. So while we both may want to go toward the same ends, meaning that, and I want to say we both, I mean me and Lou Rockwell, and I don't know what, you know, where you guys fall on this. We can flesh that out here in a moment. But we want to go towards that same ends of private property, where private property owners make decisions about who can come on it. People from all around the world. Maybe I want to allow all of them to come on a big plot of land that I own. Or maybe I want to allow no one, not even my next door neighbor, to come on. Okay, I should be able to make that decision as a private property owner. So on that much, I think that I can say we agree with Lou Rockwell. We all want to go to that world, right?
Yes.
So it's the question of, well, what about the meantime? And that's where Lou Rockwell is sounding like he wants to lock things down. He's not
this
coming
is how
right
Ron
out and
Paul
say.
Sounds too. This is, you know, this is basically where he comes down on the issue is that until we get a more free society, we need to, you know, not allow immigration essentially.
Well, aren't immigrants forced to pay taxes anyway? I mean, everything they spend, every time they spend money.
Now, lots of them
money,
pay taxes that they don't actually collect
they
on.
Never get any benefits from.
Right.
So
they certainly sales tax.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, and, you know, the rents they're paying, that's property taxes kind of
absolutely.
By proxy. You know, my rent, I pay rent, and I'm still paying property taxes.
In many cases, they'll use, illegal immigrants will use a fake Social Security number, pay.
They'll never get to see that money.
Yeah, what they call the, what is that, income, not income tax, the weekly tax you pay on your paycheck. It's,
I don't know. I don't pay those taxes.
Yeah, well.
The FICA.
You're asking the wrong guy.
Withholding. They pay their withholding tax or whatever it is, and that which, you know, then goes to income. But then they don't get the return. You know, they don't file for it since the fake Social Security number.
They're just paying in.
So some pay more than they would otherwise.
So let me get
and
to
some work under the table and don't pay, you know, that at all.
Let me get you more of Lute Rockwell here. We're nearing the end of his fairly lengthy and detailed piece over at LouRockwell.com. So he says, to be sure, it's fashionable in the U.S. to laugh at words of caution about mass immigration. Why people made predictions about previous waves of immigration, we're told, and we all know those didn't come true.
Right, the Irish staying off the grass, for instance, and Rockwell and the anarcho-Catholic mafia over there at the Mises Institute ought to know something about that.
Now, for one thing, those waves were all followed by swift and substantial immigration reductions, during which time society adapted to these pre-welfare state population movements. There's virtually no prospect of any such reductions today. For another, it's a fallacy to claim that because some people incorrectly predicted a particular outcome at a particular time, therefore that outcome is impossible, and anyone issuing words of caution about it is a contemptible fool. The fact is, says Rockwell, politically enforced multiculturalism has an exceptionally poor track record. The 20th century affords failure after predictable failure, whether it's Czechoslovakia, Yugoslavia, the Soviet Union, or Pakistan and Bangladesh, or Malaysia and Singapore, or the countless places with ethnic and religious divides that have not yet been resolved to this day.
In many cases, what that is that some you know, more powerful country coming in and drawing a circle or a polygon around two groups of people and saying, you're going to live together. That's different than a group of people coming in and
finding a place to live.
Assimilating. Now, I think that there's a pretty good argument to be had that, look, there's a cap on the on the percentage of people that you can let in a given country from a given place at a given time and expect assimilation, right? So if, for instance, 1 billion Chinese people came to the United States today, right? Like, okay, send all the ships we have. In the next year, we can move 1 billion people. I don't know. Maybe they could do it. Move 1 billion people from China to the United States. Would that affect U.S. culture to the point that it would essentially, destroy sounds like a strong word, eliminate U.S. culture as it exists today?
Well, and they'd have to go and build new cities. I mean, with that many people coming all at once, which, of course, is entirely unrealistic in a ridiculous what-if scenario.
I think all of us that were here first would be ridiculously rich.
Well, that's it.
I would make so much money on that.
Construction business would be booming in that case, because right now there's only so many places for rent and for sale in the United States, so those places would get snatched up. The prices would skyrocket. Most of these immigrants wouldn't have enough money to buy those places, so they'd have to go out and start, you know, shanty towns or whatever, new cities in the middle of nowhere or outside of existing locations.
And they would probably not speak English, so they would be putting up signs in, Cantonese or Mandarin or whatever they'd be putting them up in, and so there'd be a certain level of confusion there. I'm just saying
that sounds fine to me.
If Americans were outnumbered 3-1 mm-hmm. by Chinese inside of this landmass known as the 48 contiguous states of the United States of America, that this is what the culture conservatives are worried about.
I understand that.
How much immigration is acceptable, and I don't know the answer to that. What I'm saying is that we have a concentration of wealth in the United States, the area known as the United States, because of military power. That wealth would be distributed to not different people necessarily, but different areas and land masses, and that people wouldn't be attracted here if it wasn't for borders as they exist today. So states are the problem. What is the solution?
Not more government, I can tell you that. Look, I'm not afraid of the idea of people coming here and having an area that they don't speak the all, you know, English. We like already have little, that. Like Chinatown.
Chinatown, there is, you know, to some extent. Little Italy's there were. There's Little Havana down in Miami.
What is American culture at this point? I mean,
a hodgepodge of the world.
It is a hodgepodge.
Like, we don't really have an American culture, even though we claim we do. It's a big...
We have something. So what is it?
Each person has their own things they're involved in. They're different.
I get that, Ian, but there's a similarity that's going on.
Really? There's huge differences between, like, the Northeast and the South, and, you know, there's, like, different countries here. Yeah, there's a lot of differences between Florida and New England. I mean, they even talk different.
I've been to Florida, and I've been to Belize.
Yeah.
And Belize is significantly different than Florida or New Hampshire.
Okay.
So,
I'm not saying there aren't.
That's
an English-speaking country.
That, you know, if a bunch of immigrants came over at the same time, that there wouldn't be some massive changes culturally. But really, I mean, we're an evolving people. It's going to happen. You know, why are we so scared of losing?
Yeah, I'm not scared.
And it's the culture too. So, you know, you need to ask yourself, you know, are there more successful and less successful cultures?
I mean, to me,
depends on how you measure it.
Well, that really
are you talking about wealth? Are you talking about income?
Success, because, you know, civilization.
Some people would say, well, right, but you value civilization or what your belief of civilization
sure.
is.
I value
the people who live in the jungle value the simplicity of life. You
think?
You know, perhaps.
Yeah, maybe they do. Maybe they just have no other options.
I don't know. The Tibetan monks seem pretty darn happy, and they don't own anything. Right. You know, it depends on which.
So, from your perspective, that's not a desirable life. But from their perspective, they certainly know. Most of them have encountered, you know, white man or whatever. Whoever's come around to try to push their Christianity or their civilization, if you will, on them, and they've rejected it.
Many of their kids
they
are
want
leaving.
Things the way they
Many
are.
Of their kids are leaving because of those very reasons, right? Like they want a better life. Say, for instance, the wheel is something that they think is a good idea. Oh, this whole electricity thing's awesome.
You can look down your nose at
navigation.
Those folks if you want.
I'm not looking down
but
my
they
nose.
They would say they're better in touch with nature and the earth, for instance. Perhaps I'm speculating here.
I mean,
I get
his point.
Staphylococcus
like how do you say one society's better than another in a sense? I get what's important.
I can. Other guy will.
Comfort-wise.
But it's all subjective, Mark. You can't say there's any objective measure of this.
If people want to come to a place that there's an indication that the culture in that place is a good thing. If they want to change it, it's an indication of a stupid person.
Just because you don't want to move into the woods doesn't mean that and live, you know, the rough life doesn't mean that that's a poor idea for some people.
They should be able to do that.
It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Dr. Ngozi Obi is an emerging American author of Nigerian descent who's published two novels with an inspirational message. A third is in the works. Her first novel, Love's Destiny, follows Naira, a somewhat naive young woman, in a gripping tale of love lost and found. Her second novel, When Dreams and Visions Collide, follows Fern and friends as they discover what it takes to realize a dream and the true meaning of unconditional love. Dr. Obi's books are available where books are sold and ladyofdestiny.com.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing healthcare for good. LibertyHealthShare.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want the Cig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from the Cig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at lecig.com. LECIG.com. Kick some ash with the Cig.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Oh yeah, it's Free Talk Live and you can join us here toll free. Our number's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're going to go to your calls and thoughts. Also, a little bit more from LouRockwell.com. He is reassessing the issue of open borders from what he believes is a libertarian perspective. And this is definitely an issue on which people have very, very strong feelings. So we're going to go to your calls here. Let's go first to David on the line in Arizona. Hello, David. You're on via Skype.
Hello, Ian and Mark. I like your topic tonight.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was listening to this topic on my phone, and I came home quickly, got on Skype. I just finished writing a book that's on this exact same issue, not immigration in general, but this Hoppian, Rothbardian position on immigration. I spent the last 6 months, I just finished this book 2 days ago, I just put it up on Amazon, and it's always kind of bothered me. I've always liked everything that Rothbard wrote and that Hopper wrote, and Lou Rockwell's a good friend of mine, so, you know, when I address this issue, I'm speaking, as Lou said, he doesn't claim any originality on this, that this comes from other people, Hans Hermann Hoppe and Murray Rothbard, that basically came up with this position. The main flaw, if I could sum it up, that I think is a non-libertarian and a non-Austrian economics position that Hoppe and Rothbard have, is that they assume that group action is valid and that action by nations is valid, that actions by society is valid. And in other writings, Hoppe contradicts this. I'm looking right now here from a quote that he says, any talk about society is meaningless, only individuals act. And they jump from that to a conclusion that a whole nation can have an opinion and decide to exclude entire nationalities of foreigners in entering that nation. And, of course, I believe that an individual private property owner can exclude anybody they want from their own property. But when you get into talking about a whole nation and the validity of excluding everybody from a whole nation of a certain nationality, like, let's say, Mexicans or Guatemalans, if you want to exclude all Mexicans from coming in to, say, this country, the United States, you would have to get consensus from everybody in this country to validate that opinion. And Hoppe tries to get that consensus through different arguments. It's kind of a hodgepodge of arguments. One of them is the roads, which you already covered, the commons, the publicly owned commons. And then he says the rightful owners would be the tax expropriated victims who paid for those roads. And then this goes right back again to the society fallacy. He says those very tax expropriated victims should be able to decide as a group to exclude anybody coming in on those roads, which
but
goes
what
back
if you
to,
manage to pay for 1 gallon of gas that has gas tax and therefore pays for the roads as, say, you know, an illegal foreigner? Do you then become a part owner in these roads?
Well, the problem is Hoppe uses the roads argument, the argument of the commons, to say that there are rightful people that belong in the nation that are the rightful owners, and those are the people that had taxes collected from them under the provisos of that particular nation, and that those people could act together to exclude whole groups of foreigners. Now, this goes against something else that Hoppe wrote. He wrote a great book called Democracy, the God That Failed. And in that book, he made the point that democracy is mob rule. You know, you can't just get a partial consensus from a group of taxpayers that own the roads, that pay the taxes for the
right.
roads, and say, well, we have a majority that says they want to keep Mexicans out. Well, what about the minority that wants to let Mexicans in? You know, you're back to mob rule. You're back to democracy.
Right. And a republic supposedly is a place that respects the rights of the individual. And I, as an individual, want to allow people to come here, but I'm prohibited from doing that.
Exactly. Let me, in this book I wrote, I'm going to read you a great passage by another Austrian economist, Robert Higgs, who disagrees with Hoppe's position and Rothbard's position by this. He says, this is from a recent Facebook post he made, with free entry by immigrants, I would be fully as justified and able to forbid their entry into my home as I am able to forbid the entry of U.S. citizens. But I do not own your home, and should you wish to invite Albanians, Mongolians, or Siberians into your home, it is none of my business, and it would be an act of sheer impudence for me or my alleged agent, the government of the United States, to interfere with your hospitality. The analogy between one's home or other private property and the territory of the nation state is not simply overdrawn, but it is stupid. And then he says here, and equally stupid and utterly unworthy of anyone calling himself a libertarian or even more so an anarchist is the claim that until complete privatization is established over all property in the country, we can and we should, as a second best resort, we should support the U.S. or the state government's enforcement of exclusionary laws.
That seems to be what Rockwell is doing in this article. He doesn't come right out and say, go Border Patrol, but, I mean, it seems like the logical conclusion of saying that there should be some sort of control, right? Like, I mean, he's not coming right out and admitting it, but...
I mean, how do you give specialty to one group of people over another? That's what I don't get.
Well,
like,
the problem
I'm
is
allowed to have my immigrants over if I want, right? And
right.
you're allowed
for
to keep them out.
Valid.
So how do you balance
for
it?
For it to be valid for a whole nation to exclude under a private property theory, for a whole nation to exclude a certain category of immigrants, there would have to be unanimity, meaning there couldn't be one dissenting person. Everybody in the whole United States would have to agree to exclude Mexicans or to exclude Syrians or whatever. In order for it to be a valid private property argument to say, yeah, you can't come here because it's my private property. Well, what if one person like Robert Higgs says, I may want to invite a Mexican Mexican onto my land in the United States. So how can, you know, my alleged agent, the United States, claim the authority to keep me from inviting a foreigner onto my property?
So let me, I've got some, you know, some thoughts here. Obviously, states as we know them are not going to disappear tomorrow. The, you know, humans, this organizational model the humans have gotten used to over the course of 9,000 years or however long we think that this master-servant paradigm from which states have descended has existed. So states go to war with each other. I think a really good example is Japan and the United States in the Europe, in the Pacific theater of World War II. Would it have been anti-libertarian to exclude, say, armed Japanese between the years of 41 and 45 from crossing borders in the United States without some kind of resistance?
Well, you know, once again, another big part of this is the whole be scared of the people that live on the other side of the hill. Be scared of them. That's how states have gotten legitimacy throughout the years, have tried to gain legitimacy as they get their quote.
We'll protect you from the invaders.
Exactly. That's right. And, you know, the only principled libertarian stance on this is to say, look, we don't want any state action of any kind to touch immigration or any other issue to somehow validate state action in immigration when you reject it in any other area. Just, you know, it doesn't make sense. And, you know, you're always going to have somebody saying that these people are a threat. You know, these people are going to come over here and they're going to destroy our way of life. And that's another chapter in my book is the cultural destruction fallacy, because that's another thing that Hoppe and Rothbard talk about is they're going to destroy our culture. And I have a whole other chapter on that.
This sounds like a great book. What's it called? And your name is apparently David Hathaway, correct?
That's correct. It's called Immigration, and the subtitle is Individual versus National Borders. Like, of course, I agree with individual borders around private property, but I don't think that we can legitimately conclude that national borders are something that would, you know, that automatically would develop in a free society. And that's kind of Rothbard's position. He starts out legitimizing nations, the nation concept, and then Hoppe builds on that and turns it into, we can therefore exclude people outside the nation, and we can use force to exclude people outside the nation. And then they go into a secession argument to try to legitimize it, say, if we are in favor of succeeding into smaller and smaller nation units, then we are allowed to use force along the way to keep people out of each one of those nation units. So my book has a chapter on each one of the fallacies raised by Hoppe and Rothbard. I call them fallacies. I spent the last 6 months going through this because it always bugged me. It didn't seem like a libertarian position.
Yeah, it seems like they're bending over backwards to make excuses for xenophobia. I mean, do you think either of these men were perhaps xenophobes or racists?
You know, I don't know what their motives are, but it does seem like there's some other feeling behind this argument, because it's not a consistent argument.
Yeah,
most Austrian economics is praxeology, and it's built on axiomatic principles.
Is your book out right now, David? Can people order it?
Yeah, it just came out 2 days ago Amazon in both print and Kindle editions. And a matter of fact,
It's Free Talk Live.
Spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. WebCurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with a click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.